Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. The 22nd nakshatra of Shravana falls in Capricorn, between 10 degrees of Capricorn and 23 degrees 20 minutes of Capricorn. So we have come to the heart of Capricorn. the heart of the 10th house, the heart of Saturn, and the house of Moon, because this is first of all a moon-ruled nakshatra, the last of them, the graduation of the Moon. We started with Rohini, and in Rohini we were just accumulating resources, just food, water, drink, etc. All kinds of resources, basic necessary for survival in Taurus. Then we came on to Moon Nakshatra in Virgo, where we are dealing with mainly healing, restoration, work, daily work, acute mental skills, right? Because it falls with the sign of Mercury. Now in with the Saturn, it becomes a deep thinker. It becomes more of wise person, learning, wisdom, listening, teaching, counseling. Those are the kind of themes that play out. Conservation of mental and wisdom resources. Shravana holds the wisdom resources within Capricorn. So it serves as a good mentor, guidance, wise guidance for other nakshatras. Okay. Now, what was the life lesson of Shravana? Just to recap, inquisitiveness of the goal is required in order to find the path, as opposed to aimless wandering. Shravana people can be prone to aimless wandering. They need a goal, and to find that goal for themselves, they have to go inside themselves and have inquisitiveness of the goal. What am I trying to achieve? Ask the question to themselves. What is my target here? Because Moon and Saturn don't typically have targets. These targets is with, let's say, Mars or let's say Rahu. These are target-oriented creatures. Okay. Moon and Saturn are, Saturn is just daily work, and Moon is just a receptacle of emotions. So these are not particularly target oriented. That's why these nakshatra people, although it is very wise, very powerful in and of itself, definitely needs a goal to achieve. They should get curious about the goal so that the goal serves as a target in order to achieve it, whatever they're doing. So let's go through that. Talents is listening, learning, and wisdom. Very receptive. Moon with Saturn makes them very deep thinkers. Their abilities is teaching, counseling, and guiding others. Sort of a softer approach to knowledge, if you will. Their ambition is to learn, to teach, and to guide others. These make the lecturers, professors, teachers, mentors, counselors of our world. They will have a dominant Shravana. Fulfillment in career comes from education, from counseling, and from mentoring. Those are the lines of work, broadly speaking. Strengths are they are wise, they are communicative, and they are guiding kind of thing. Because remember, Moon stands for the masses, so these people need to give out their wisdom for the masses. Saturn also stands for the masses in Capricorn, so it will support it very well. Weaknesses being they are over analytical, indecisive, and lack assertiveness, because both these planets are not very assertive. Saturn is just a daily grind worker, and Moon is just emotional body. They lack the drive, so therefore the assertiveness, which comes from the Mars. Opportunities will be in teaching roles, counseling positions, and communication fields. Threats for these people come from over-analysis, conflicts from over-analysis, challenges from indecisiveness, lack of assertiveness, all the weaknesses. Keywords in career now, teaching career, educator, education professional, academic career, and school teacher. Journalism career, writers, media professionals, content creator, communication career is also part of their ambit of career paths available. Other things they are good at is writing. So therefore, translation career, linguistic people. So translation career, interpreter, linguistic profession, language services, translation experts, communication experts is also part of Shravana. They may be good at language and translating that as, you know, interpreters, professional interpreters. Best working relationships they have is with Uttarashada Nakshatra, the previous one, complements wisdom and determination and perseverance. So they can become good advisors to the CEOs of the company. Because Uttarashada was about teamwork and achieving management level leadership. But even the managers need coaches, mentors. Select Shravana. It will go very well with your grounded approach. Next one, Dhanishtha, which comes after this, enhances communication and dynamism and innovation. Last one, Kritika Nakshatra, provides precision and strategic support in guiding roles. Because Kritika is also part of management, if you remember. Just like Uttarashada was. These are Sun Nakshatras. So they will have, by default, management roles built into them. Now let us see one by one the Enneagram types which match with the description of Shravana Nakshatra, and also which where Shravana Nakshatra is dominant in your D1, D10 chart, Lord of the First, Lord of the Tenth, and so on. And so we will get on to the MBTI types also. If you do not know your Enneagram type, MBTI type, there's another playlist which covers free Excel worksheet which I have made. You can download it, take it, and test it for yourself. Okay, now let's see the details. The first dominant Enneagram is type 5, the investigator. Obviously so, because they are perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. This qualities of a teacher, isn't it? Think of teacher. We are talking about educator, education, professional, any kind, lecturer, professor, etc. Basic desires to be capable and competent. Motivation is gaining knowledge. There you go. Understanding the environment and conserving energy. Centers of intelligence being the head. Moving away from people being, if they are going into things like education, is also basically a thing, not a person. There is no jiva or life energy there. It's basically teaching abstract concepts, right? You're learning to manage things essentially, teaching career. So all educational professionals, academia, school teacher, professor, lecturer would fall into this. If you're a type 5 Enneagram and you have Shravana Nakshatra dominant, especially with planets like Jupiter in it, Jupiter, Mercury, Mars, etc. Not so much Mars, Jupiter and Mercury, I would say, and Moon. You would make a good teacher material as a profession. Next would be type 2, the helper. Generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing and possessive. Basic motivation is being needed, appreciated, forming close relationships, moving towards people. Therefore, again, it becomes teacher, educator, all educational and academic fields. Then comes type 6, the loyalist. Key traits are engaging, responsible, anxious, and suspicious. Basic desire to have security and support. Seeking safety and security, being prepared for potential problems, moving towards people. So engaging and responsible, I would again put it as teaching, but also can be suitable for journalism, as a writer, as a media professional, right? They are usually anxious and suspicious kind, let's say investigative journalism kind of people. Because communication careers like journalism, writing, etc., media is also covered under Shravana Nakshatra. Next comes our MBTI types. First one being INTP. The first two are I, as you can see, of course, introverted. So INTP. The INTP variety are the logicians. They are innovative inventors with unquenchable thirst for knowledge. They can be analytical, objective, curious, and abstract thinkers. I would put them in the category of journalism career, writing career, media professional, content creator, and communication, the podcasters of this day and age. Because that requires this quality, right? They are analysts. They're always analytical, objective, and curious people. Ideal work roles involve research. Shravana is also good for research, being in education field, analysis, creative problem solving. They excel in academia. So, academic career, journalism, writing, okay. Also, teaching and education, technology and innovative sectors. That's if you are an INTP and you have Shravana Nakshatra dominant as your 10th house lords of D1 and D10. Next one on our list is INFJ, the advocate. Quiet, mystical, very inspiring and tireless idealists. Again, I would put them at writers or educators. Okay. Work-wise, they excel in roles that align with their values and allow them to help others. Counseling, education, social work, all are good for Shravana Nakshatra people. So if you're an INFJ type MBTI and Shravana Nakshatra dominant, go for these kind of careers. Okay. Match the work roles with the themes of the nakshatra. That will be your best possible fit. Last one is ENFJ, the protagonist. So what does ENFJ bring to the table? Charismatic and inspiring leaders to be able to mesmerize their listeners. Charismatic, altruistic, empathetic and responsible. Work-wise, they are organized and proactive and take on leadership roles. So maybe the professor, maybe the head of the department of a college or a university or a department. Okay. That would be a very strong Shravana Nakshatra, I would think. And with a very exalted Saturn in Capricorn. Common fields, education, healthcare and human resources. So education and healthcare, yeah, they may be heads of the department in a hospital. In a teaching hospital, as teachers even, okay? They're more in the teaching line, so to speak. So that's Shravana Nakshatra careers for you. Next, we shall see the 23rd one. After Moon comes Mars, so it will be Dhanishta, the 23rd Nakshatra. I'll see you then. Meanwhile, take care.